Hello everyone, welcome to the ICS podcast. Today we have Yazan, which is myself.
Ali.
I'm Mustafa.
I'm Avanish.
I'm Mahdi.
And we had Vaibhav and Saf, but they left earlier due to technical difficulties and other shenanigans. Hope you enjoyed today's episode, and see you then.
What was that thing? AOT in high school or something?
Yeah, high school.
Yeah.
It's like a manga series, yeah.
Junior high. That's, yeah. Man.
It's weird thinking about, like, such a dark show.
Yeah.
Like, chibi spinoffs in high school.
Yeah.
Like, Happy Tree Friends, pretty much. Japanese.
Bro, Happy Tree Friends is, like, the most well-done, like, dark, like, subverting of expectations.
Yeah,
it looks so much like the Muppet Show, right? Like, it looks like such a child.
Yeah, it deserves more credit.
Like, Happy Tree Friends, like the super violent, like, dolls.
Yeah, like kid shows.
Yeah, I used to watch that as a kid by myself, my room in the dark, and I used to laugh my ass off so much.
In the dark.
Yeah, it's like look at that guy's head getting chopped off, bro.
Well, you were laughing. You were laughing at this.
That's why you're like this. That used to make me, like, I used to feel bad watching it, like, I have to hide.
Yeah, I remember one of the first things I watched on YouTube, it was so messed up, bro. It was, like, these Dora parody videos where Dora would, like, there was this one scene where Dora, like, pulled out, like, an AK and, like, gunned, like, boots down.
she
wiped off a cliff. And I was, like, 7 years old. This is the first stuff I saw on YouTube. And it was, like, really badly edited. Like Microsoft Paint animations of Dora just like doing the most violent things. I mean, it was in the back, like, I felt guilty. I was like, I felt like I had to hide, but like I couldn't stop watching. It was just the most awful thing.
Is it like that Richest Mario video?
No.
Nintendo 64. I know what you're talking about.
This was like really cheap quality. Probably had like 20 views. And it was just Dora like cutting Boots head off and stuff. It was,
Jesus.
Dora cuts down Boots.
Yeah, literally, I remember it so vividly.
Oh, Dora kills Swiper?
Yeah, that was one of them.
She's sick of it. She wants to kill him.
Why is it voice acted by kids, too?
Oh, God.
Are you watching
like voice changer?
Yeah.
It's on, like, a white background, and it's, like, the 2D, like, images of it?
Yeah. And they just, like, move little sprites of it. It's not even, like, animation.
Like, Racist Mario is, like, good animation.
What year was it made by Booth? Video he's watching, what year? No comment?
My Booth?
Sorry, wait. I'm
hey, guys, I'm back.
Yo, she, like, Superman punches Swiper and stomps on him.
Hello, guys, it's Yazan. I mean, I'm anonymous. I was never given a name.
Mr. Anonymous.
Born into a factory. No child in the series is given a name. They don't have the time. They're too busy running away from nuclear bombs.
Yeah, bombshells falling from the sky.
You give labor and you're immediately on the run.
It's an amazing sight, just millions of babies running around. It's funny.
They still have the umbilical cord, like, tied to the
Yeah, it's like a dog leash.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so the baby's running around, and then the umbilical cord goes up the mother's vagina, and she's, like, running behind him, and it's pretty funny.
Okay.
Bro, you know what the most, like, barbaric thing is? It's, like, parents will, like, when parents, like, actually put their kid on, like, a dog leash, and they're just walking
around. Yeah, I've seen that,
like,
shit, bro.
Attached by the neck.
Like, at least just, like, teach your kid about not running away, not put them on a leash. What the fuck?
Yeah, those are the same kids that bite people, like randomly at parks.
They're just dogs that became humans.
So EDP.
Oh,
EDP situation, you know.
So disappointing.
That's a pretty saucy. That's a pretty saucy topic.
That's pretty it saucy because sure he was meeting up with a child.
He was a pedophile. Yeah.
So guys, in case you haven't heard, there's this guy called EDP 415678, and then
3445.
Dipshit.
3567. So he attempted to meet up with a 13-year-old child.
That child was
intercepted.
That child was easy.
If he was in Japan, he'd be off the boat.
Yeah.
But this is in Japan.
If in Japan, man, this is why Japan's the best. Can meet with as many children as you want.
But like I remember I heard I watched some video about the situation, and the guy was like, the guy who actually exposed EDP was like, this dude's probably doing it for clout, right? Because he like made a whole video about her and he was like promoting his stuff.
Yeah.
And then man just got exposed for so many things. Like apparently I heard something where like the guy who exposed EDP has also been caught.
He's also
Do you watch Critical's video? Yeah, Critical talked
friendly but fire.
I didn't watch Critical's video.
It doesn't invalidate the point that EDP
The guy's just terrible. Just and like. And the whole video of them, the whole video of them confronting him is so scuffed. Like they're like, "Oh, like why do you like it? Like what turns you on about it?" What's...
Come on, man, you get it. Oh. And then the guy goes, "Yeah,
I got it."
I mean, fuck. What do you mean?
Critical kept saying, "Like you should just." Critical kept saying, "You should just do Chris Hansen's script, right? Like he does it properly." And those guys just did it so scuffed.
Who's Chris Hansen?
For our viewers
that don't know.
Child predator.
Should I say listeners, right guys?
Yeah.
Chris Hansen was the main host of the hit TV show back in the 90s called Catch a Predator on ABC.
Oh, that's
thank you.
That's pretty cool.
Thank you for that brief description.
You know Chris Hansen's also like a scumbag? He's not a child predator, but...
Why is he a scumbag?
He copyright strikes any like video that has Chris Hansen in it. He like screws over a bunch of creators who like made his show more popular and like he's like a
yes, he's gonna copyright us, huh?
Chris Hansen went to jail for tax fraud.
He gets
it works with police and gets caught by police.
Fuck the government.
So what's the deal? When he finds the podcast, is he gonna copyright strike us too?
Yeah, exactly. We're fucked.
This is it. This is the last episode.
It's been nice. It's been
fun,
so guys, the events of yesterday, am I right?
Oh,
what happened yesterday?
With the Lyme disease.
Oh my god.
Oh, it's still on me, bro. It's just chilling.
I named him Frederick. So yesterday. We went to hang out in this unsolicited place. Okay, it was fenced off. So we crossed the fence. So then after we finished from the field after eating our snacks and just talking about life and stuff, we went to a basketball field. But surprisingly, the nets were all gone.
Yeah,
basketball court. Okay, geez, we gotta be professional. They stole the court, the nets. So we couldn't play.
Yeah,
so we just sat there and talked. And then, Mr. Avanish, Mr. Mr. Unnamed Citizen 35. he comes back from Sobeys and says that he found a tick on his body and he killed it. Then,
everything is gone.
We all search our bodies to check if we had this unsolicited insect.
You guys are so crazy.
So then,
I give you guys ticks and shit.
And then I went back home.
Us, but you infected us.
It's Avanish's fault.
I only had one.
It's pretty much. It's literally is every single one of us went home, and we all found one on our bodies. I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna be real with you. I found two.
Two?
I found two.
Bro?
I found two. Maybe there's more.
So you're the origin. You're the origin.
Maybe there's more.
Patient zero.
You know. If I don't make it to next week's episode, Lyme disease got me. I'm sorry.
But watch. I was the only one that my entire friend was going to be dead
next
by
next episode. Mustafa's not here.
We had to attend a funeral.
it was like what we were talking about before, we were going to kill Avanish in like 20 episodes. It's like, I died, I died too early for the story arc.
Yeah, plot twist, Mustafa dies first.
Oh, yeah.
What happened with me, the way I found out. Shut up.
What'd you just
say, I'm talking.
Okay.
Okay.
Pretty much, I was like cutting some food, right? I was cutting some food for dinner, and I feel something on my neck. So I go up, I just rub my neck, you know, the thing goes away. I'm cutting the food on my thumb. I see this little insect walking off of my nail onto the freaking cantaloupe, right? And like, that's where I'm like, what, this is just an insect? So I take it, kill it, whatever.
Eat it.
And I remember what Avanish said.
Yeah.
I remember him mentioning ticks, right? And I go online, bro, and it looks exactly the exact same thing. And that entire dinner, I was just sitting there just in shock. My mom was like, oh, why aren't you eating something? I was just silent. I was so scared.
Did you tell her?
Mom.
I'm not coming back.
I'm not.
10 minutes later, I was like sitting on my computer, and then you guys are going to think I'm sick, bro. I see one just crawling down my arm, and I'm like, oh my
Jesus.
I shaved everything. I shaved my pits, like, everything. I shaved it all, and I didn't put the deep inspection.
Wait, are you bald?
Yeah, I'm totally bald.
Yeah.
Eyebrows.
No
eyebrows. I look like I have like paraplegia, whatever it's called.
Cancer.
Oh my
fuck! I have cancer now.
My fucking goodness.
You mean unnamed disease number 37?
Yeah, I can't talk to myself like that. Cancer only exists.
Unrecoverable disease 37.
Bro, I literally like washed my sheets and shit in case it got on my bed.
They ain't bed bugs, bro.
Okay, but
maybe you just soiled them, bro. Just an excuse. Guys, I really have to clean my bed sheets. So I swear, because of ticks.
But then what's that brown spot right there?
It's just a huge ass circle.
Huge brown.
It's like a pile. It's like a centimeter thick.
Oh, those damn ticks! They made me shit my bed.
It's not my fault.
Avanj wakes up. His mom's praying, and he's just sitting in his own poop, bro.
That's why she's praying, bro. She's praying for everyone in this household.
I mean, Avanish doesn't have a mom.
Yeah, he's a fucking orphan.
We write Avanish.
Really paranoid and stuff. So I started talking to Ish, right? And yeah. He was saying like when he got ticked, he just saw like a bump on his arm, and he saw it like crawling and shit under his skin.
Oh my god.
To be fair, Ish does go into force all the time, so that could have been from somewhere else.
Yeah.
How do you find
the orb? Yeah, maybe we got it from Ish! Y'all don't know about that? Maybe he's patient zero. Maybe he's patient zero.
It all makes sense.
Fucking
now.
Ish, dude. God damn it. You should have thrown
him. Guys, don't you mean unnamed person number
32? Same number?
Are we gonna make episode 53 and missing unnamed person 32, huh?
Yeah.
Enough.
We should have thrown Ish into unnamed place 37, dude. But we had the chance.
Yeah.
God kicked him in there.
Yeah.
Well, he was asking me to help him write his resume today, and we should have told him to put patient zero of ticks
on the. I survived Lyme disease, that's what you should put. I think the way we got it, though, probably was like, when we went on the fence, right? For the viewers who don't know, right? The fences are pretty high. Yeah, and like one of them is like it has like sharp stuff on the top, and so there's like an opening on the bottom, and so just because it's easy to go through, we would just go under, and that's probably how we got it. Because like we went in the grass and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bunch of shrubs and stuff too. So
yeah, we walked through like so many like tall reaching shrubs, so they probably got us from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The scariest thing, when I was taking a shower, in my house.
No. Where else will you be taking?
And then you diarrhea.
At my house.
I don't know, bro.
And then the shit just came out.
Yeah. Dude, the water was so warm, it just relaxed everything.
God. It relaxed everything. Everything was relaxed.
God, everything fell out, like, oh, God. My feet.
I just opened everything. An intestine, bro. Like, you know what I mean?
I just scoop it back in, just shove it back.
Oh!
It sucks so much.
And then for some reason it didn't go down the train, so I had
to go down there with my foot. Yeah, that's how I think like, every morning, guys, actually.
I don't really tell my parents, you know. The funnel's gonna like go try to fix the pipes. It's gonna like burst all over his face and just everything that went down. It's all like
that's too fair, huh?
3 years. 3 years worth. This is what I do every time I say I'm taking a shit. Just in the
you
shower.
You shouldn't take a shower.
Just in the shower, just punching my shit down the drain.
Hey, well, he's doing his own kettle sauces. Am I right, guys?
No.
His mom's like, why were you taking so long? He's just jamming. He's like, shut up! Give me a second.
I'm plumbing here. Yeah.
Why?
But yeah, anyways, so like, after all the shit came out, I think it just fell out of my
mouth. Of your butthole?
Yeah, it just flattened out. Not my butthole. Behind me. I can only guess my hair, but like, my...
Alright, we're all dead.
You got hair?
No, this is legitimately scary.
No, listen. The thing is, it's like, it's rare to get Lyme disease from it. Most of it is just harmless. So
it's rare, but like, you know, still, you don't know like this strand of tick it is.
Oh wait, guys, it's just 1 in 4.
Fuck you, Demonte. Everyone's gonna die, and I'm gonna have no friends.
Fuck you. 1 in 4.
The gonna be right again. He was right last time.
Viva,
pretty conservative.
Suzanne, Yvonne, and
yeah, one of us has it.
Not me.
No, you had two of them. Your chances are more.
What's the ratio for Lyme to tick?
1 in 4. We're dead.
I don't get it.
Wait, I drink lime water every day, so oh fuck, I have lime.
So guys, apparently it says roughly 0 to 50%.
What?
It's roughly 0 to 100% somewhere in there, guys.
Oh, that, so... it says you either have it or you don't. I don't know what that means.
The other. It's really a coin flip, you know what I mean?
You just see what.
So wait, 50%.
What? Yeah, so like two of us.
I'd say Avanish and Mustafa has it.
Why? Because we're Indian.
Yeah. None of you are Indian.
No, I'm.
Yeah. I checked myself. So I don't have anything. I don't have any redness anywhere. I don't really check myself. Every crevice.
What about the HIV I gave you last week?
Then Mustafa, we should
still there. Check each other. I'm going to die.
Mustafa, we should get in the shower and check each other. Just in case, you know.
Oh,
it's for safety reasons.
You can come over.
Get physical. Cold water, too. Make sure it's freezing cold water.
I mean, I don't have any texts, but if anyone wants to be shower buddies, I'm still down.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'll
join. You
know,
hit me up.
I bet.
All right. By the way, guys, you guys should really try out this new service called Anchor. They are great. They're doing
no. They're not paying us. Not yet. Anchor sucks. Don't use it, bro. You can only get paid in the US. All right, it's not worth it. All right, we got scammed. Please, guys, don't give them your money. All right, thank you.
Please don't use Anchor. Just don't use
it. Please, I beg of you, bro. It's such a bad service.
By the way, Anchor, if you're listening though, like I'm kind of down.
Shout out, dog.
You know how it'd be, though.
Anytime.
But if you really want to sponsor Anchor, you know. we're always ready to get that bread.
Yeah, you know, I got our money up. Always our money up.
I'm playing Rise of the... Shadow of the Tomb Raider. That shit's pretty blessed, eh?
Oh, Laura Croft, bro.
Oh, Laura Croft, bro. She a baddie still.
Yeah, I love the game that's in third person, dude. Favorite games.
Oh, you guys know a really good game that's in third person? It's an action RPG.
Oh, God. Nice. No, perfectly bleeped it out.
It's called Dark Souls. So for the viewers who don't know, right, I'm a pretty big Dark Souls.
God, here we go again.
I really like the game. But, you know, these guys don't seem to get it. you know, they're
yeah, you're a special case, bro. Actually, it is pretty good.
Honestly, like when I was playing Dark Souls, right? I finished the game in like 2 weeks. It was like 50 hours in like 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
And so like, there's this mechanic in the game called like there's like a lore thing in the game called Hollowing, where it's like since you're an undead, it's like the more you die, the more insane.
Like Hollow? Right?
Shut yeah, the sorry. Hell up.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
And so there's a thing that people it's like you know how when you die more in the game you get more tilted and you get like more and more depressed. So mm-hmm. it's like the more you die in the game, the more like hollowed you get. It's like you, the player yourself, are getting hollowed.
Oh.
It's pretty cool. So it's like a lore and like a half because like honestly, bro, I think that game messed up my mental health. I know like there was other stuff happening like in January, but like that game messed up my mental health. Dude. So, direct correlation between me playing Dark Souls and like me like falling off, like falling apart.
God.
It's fun, like, a really good game. I'd recommend any of our 14 listeners to go play Dark Souls. If
you haven't especially played. The one from Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like
that. I don't know why. From Texas. I don't find RPG games that fun.
You're not good at anything, I'm sorry.
It's not just that. I'm shit at like, every RPG game. But like, still,
I was know. Bad. I'm bad at every game I play too, bro. Like, I was bad at Dark Souls. I don't know if actually I wasn't bad at you.
That's not the reason. No, like, that's not the reason why I stopped playing with Dark Souls, Skyrim, and all this. It's just, I don't know, I just don't find it.
Didn't you just start playing that a couple days ago?
Yeah, I just playing Skyrim.
I don't like Skyrim. Everyone likes Skyrim. I know people who don't like Skyrim are people okay. who play Oblivion and, like, have, like, nostalgia from that game, so they don't want to like Skyrim. But, like,
okay, well, so everyone has, like, their own. Yeah, I know it's a good
game. You should really, you know what game I think you'd like? Ace Attorney. Am I right, guys?
Oh, because, yeah.
That... Okay. All right. Oh,
no, I'm not saying like Dark Souls. Dark, like I like the concept of the game. I just didn't find it like. I don't know.
Why didn't you like Skyrim? Why didn't you like Skyrim?
Spectre Pierce.
Skyrim's not a hard game. It's not a hard game,
I don't,
right?
I don't know. I'll shit up that too.
Skyrim.
Okay, I think the last place I stopped at was like.
Winter Run to the beginning.
Yeah, this is annoying. This shit was so annoying, guys. Every 10 minutes, I just get jumped by some random retard. So
that's the immersive gameplay.
That's yeah, bro. It's like you're beating. You need to change the difficulty, right?
Yeah, listen, I keep getting battery like 10 times, bro.
Man's just complaining about basic gameplay. Yo, every 2 minutes I have to fight like these guys and use my spells.
No, like every.
Like, holy.
Every 10 minutes, out of nowhere, I just get jumped.
That's the like, encounter, bro. It's the game. You're a traveler on the road, and you have to, like, deal with bandits and stuff.
Wait, is it like okay, a Viking game
shit,
or something?
Bro. I'm just shit at the game, okay? That's I'm just
you can change the difficulty. You can change the difficulty. You can make it easier. You can make the game easier.
I mean, if you make it easier, then you're pretty much saying you're a bitch. So, I get what you
mean. I don't know what game mode is at right now. Let me check.
I can't imagine being bad at Skyrim, bro. You just left it on top. If you're playing like a magic build, if you're doing magic, then the game is hard. At least in the beginning, but
magic's the coolest part of Skyrim.
Skyrim is just so sick.
Oh, wait, if you're doing magic, like... and then is Emma Watson there, bro?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. You get to go.
There's so much stuff in the game, bro. I have like 400 hours in it, and even like most of it was playing without mods. I haven't even done like the. Like Dawnguard DLC. I haven't even finished that yet.
What kind of mods would be in there?
So many, bro. There's like there's mods that have new content and stuff to explore, like it like changes the game. It's just so immersive because like as you're exploring stuff, there will be like random encounters and like you'll get quests from someone running up to you and like talking to you. You'll get like a quest out of it. Or like a courier will like give you a note and then you can go and like explore that place. Like it's all organically done. Like everyone talks about good Skyrim is, but like it is just really good.
Alright, bro.
I'll check later. One day I'll play. Difficulty is. I'll probably just set it like retardedly high because it takes. I'm just shit, man.
Bro, just set it at normal every time you play a new game.
Easy. Yeah. It is at normal. It's just at normal. He's all so bad.
Yeah.
You can make it like novice, and then it's like really easy, and like you just like the game's like a cakewalk.
I don't know, man. I was fucking the settings, so I probably like actually did some retarded shit there. I'll just check later.
Wow, I'm playing God of War today. You know what I was thinking about?
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, so you know, like in God of War, like, there's a lot of, like, I think the coolest thing, one of the coolest things with God of War is, like, the game is, like, every, like, scene in the game looks like a cinematic. Like, it's all, like, every scene is, like, cinematic quality, even when you're doing, like, gameplay and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, if they did, like, an Elder Scrolls game with that, like, style of, like, just, like, because it rarely breaks your immersion, because usually in a game, when, like, it cuts to a cinematic, right? Mm-hmm. It, like, fades to black in the cinematic starts. So, like, since it's, like, it just weaves in so perfectly. If they did that with, like, Skyrim, where it's, like, it's that, like, good, like, the graphics are, like, that high quality, and, like, the cinematics, like, weave in so perfectly, it would be, like, that would be insane. Like, the immersion for that.
Yeah,
imagine, like, Skyrim, but, like, with those graphics. Ali, are you playing any games?
I don't really...
talk about?
I'm not a man that plays a lot of games. I'm a man who gets the game, plays it for, like, a whole year, and then leaves
it. I remember you told me you played Assassin's Creed, like, Black Flag, like, you, like, 100%ed it, like, it took you, like,
the whole game, it took me way too long.
I love all the Assassin's Creed games, bro. It's such a well-done series. I would definitely recommend it to you guys, like, the same way Mustafa recommends Dark Souls or something.
Yeah, same.
Or something, yeah.
Now, bro, the way all the games connect, like, when I used to grind them when I was younger, but then now I'm actually older and understand what the hell's going on. So, like, if you play them in order, it all makes sense.
Isn't it just slaps, flashy killing people, though? I'm sorry.
No.
It's just stabbing people in the back, bro.
Did you guys know everyone's favorite boxer, right? Jake Paul? So there's this, what a lot of fighters get, they get something called CTE, right? So it's pretty much, it's like just brain damage and it's like causing you to forget and stuff.
Yeah.
So Jake Paul, he's been fighting for like 2 years, right? And he posts some tweet about how, like, I put so much in this sport, I put my life in this sport, you know, I'm already showing signs of like CTE. This guy's been fighting for 2 years. He's had like 3 professional fights. He's talking about how he has like brain damage already.
That's just from before, bro.
That's from getting the dog bark, bro.
He was born with this.
Disney Channel did that to him.
That's why they hired him for Bizarre Bark, bro.
Bro, Disney Channel fell off so hard.
Because everyone grew up, bro. Everyone's on Disney Plus now.
Yeah.
Yeah, the globe.
I grew up with Cartoon Network rather than Disney Channel.
Teletoon, bro. Teletoon was where it's at, and YTV.
Oh, Teletoon. Yeah, Teletoon was Canadian. Teletoon was Canadian Cartoon.
What's Network, Canada?
Much. Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I'm assuming as a Norwegian citizen.
Yeah. How about we just leak our addresses now and get it?
Nah. This is why I told
Von. What goes on the internet stays on the internet.
Oh, what was I gonna say?
Your mother.
Like, Teletoon have, like, I've watched Teletoon so much. There's this show, like, sorry, are you watching, like, Jimmy Good Shoes or something? Or Jimmy Two Shoes?
Jimmy Two Shoes?
That shit slapped. It was kind of surreal. It was like some kid was, like, in this, like, village, bro. There's some, like, rich, like, demon looking guy. It was, like, some, like, allegory for capitalism. Weird show, bro. All those shows are so weird. Like Adventure Time,
not yet. Yeah, all that shit was trippy. Like Johnny Test 2. Johnny Test slapped.
Oh,
that was shit.
Johnny Test is amazing. People hated it for some reason. Like all my friends used to talk shit about it. And I'm like, yeah, it's so bad.
You're in Saudi Arabia,
then
I'd
go home and watch
your friends were losers, bro. You guys know that show, Total Drama Island?
Oh,
yeah. I could never get into that one. Yeah,
you're the worst.
You're the worst.
You're simply
the
worst.
Piece of shit.
Certified the worst.
Fuck you, bro. My parents didn't really like me watching that because they thought it was too weird.
Just stop it, with me.
What are you talking about, bro?
But, bro, this stuff? Nah, it's too weird. They're on Island. They're too weird. Nah.
Nah, because there's this one scene where like they're doing like the, you know, like those confessions like mm-hmm. in the thing, mm-hmm. and it was in the bathroom. And like, oh, someone put the camera in the bathroom again. And my parents heard that out of context and they're like, all right, no more. Fuck you.
That's it.
You're
done.
What was the TV this? Channel at the wrong time? This is like years ago, back from like elementary school.
Oh, wait, do you guys know the show? Like everyone's forgot about it. Kid vs. Kat. Have you guys watched that show before?
What?
Nope.
What is that? Never.
You guys don't know Kid vs. Kat. Okay.
Wait. Oh. Is it the evil cat?
Yeah.
Oh, I watched that show, Kid vs. Cat. Yeah. Oh my goodness! Unlocking so much nostalgia right now.
Yeah, it's like this alien cat that just
Alien cat and like that has all these like secret weapons and stuff.
You guys know that kid Daniel Cooks or something? You ever see him?
Yeah.
This kid, I think he had like a baking show or something. I remember it was like the most wholesome show I used to watch.
I watched it. Like 6 or 7. No, it's not a baking show. He just does a bunch of stuff. Cook is just his last name.
What show?
Yeah, what?
Cook is just his last name. Like, he does a bunch of other stuff. Like, he just like goes around. I don't know.
Did he have him to cook meth?
I remember one episode he did like bake or something. That's like the only episode I remember. Mm-hmm. Probably a drug addict now. All those child stars are. Freaking Macaulay Culkin.
Bro, imagine Ryan's toys review, bro. Imagine how many drugs he's hooked on now.
He can get anything, bro. He's a 100 millionaire. Probably runs his own drug cartel.
Hey, man, Ryan. Hope you're doing well, bro. If you hook me up with some of that ganja, that would be very appreciated.
He's like,
millions that you're making.
Yeah, I got you, bro. Well, before that, he's going to be the snorts a line. And I get some pissed off. I'm ready.
Nah, bro. Me and my cousin used to hit on that. Channels,
you're bugging out somebody.
I thought it was so stupid. Like, what a waste of time.
My sister watched it. Like,
I don't know.
You guys remember Arthur? I remember coming home every day after school,
Arthur,
watching it at 3:40 on YTV. Whatever.
Not gonna lie, I don't remember Jack from Arthur, bro.
Bro,
man,
I don't remember anything from Arthur.
The intro song, bro. The intro song, for Arthur, catchy.
Every day we're walking down the street.
It went to shit now, though. It's always
It's about GW friends. Or immigrant kids or something. Some weird stuff like that. It's all about GW. But you know what the best episode of Arthur for me was? I hated GW with such a fiery passion, right? This girl was so annoying. She got away with everything. And there's this one episode where Arthur was, building this model plane the entire episode. So DW being the stupid animal she was, right? She decides to just throw it out the window to see if it'll fly. And it nosedives onto the ground. And so she runs out, right? It's raining. There's thunder flashing. Oh, and Arthur's just standing there looking at it. He turns around, screams, decks her in the face. She falls to the ground. Her nose is bleeding. And he's just looking at her just fire in his eyes, bro. He had enough. That was his breaking point. That was in a kid show. He beat his sister.
I think you went on the wrong website for the Arthur on the Arthur TV show.
Yeah, man. I was on the Arthur Live. Dark web Arthur.
And SpongeBob too.
I never watched
SpongeBob.
I'm gonna be honest with you. All. I know.
Really?
I've never seen an episode of SpongeBob. Because I remember my aunt.
You've never watched SpongeBob.
Yeah. Because my aunt said, don't watch SpongeBob, ever watch your brain. And I was like, I just don't watch it.
Probably what happened.
What?
I'm pretty
sure, I at least, 10.
What?
Too many. All the episodes are, incarved in my brain.
Yeah.
You just know every single line. Yeah. That's my story.
I barely caught what you said. Say it again.
I said, I watched, the entire SpongeBob series, at least 10 times by now.
That's why.
Yeah.
Bro, I didn't even watch it in order. I just watched random episodes at the air on my TV.
Yeah, same.
What's wrong with you? You didn't watch
realize how to properly watch TV shows.
The story is incredible.
Just turn on the TV when I want to.
There's an actual plot.
A character development.
An actual plot.
No, of course not. It's not a plot.
There's so many, childhood, kid TV show theories that are just so sad and messed up.
Well, yeah,
oh, my gosh. Do you know the Max and Ruby one?
Yeah, the Max and Ruby one is so scary.
It's pretty much just that their parents died in a car crash, right? And then their grandma molested Max, and so that's why he doesn't talk.
That's why added the parents into the show. They literally added parents into the show because people started saying that shit.
Yeah, because of that.
If you look at Max,
it's all the damn Redditor's fault. They came up with their stupid theories and now they have to add the parents into the show.
Basically, yeah.
It's just people wanting to feel smart, so they just talk about it. Max just didn't talk because it was funny. They didn't talk. I don't think he got molested by his grandma. I don't think they made a kid show with that intention.
Yeah, bro. I don't think anyone would make a kid show that bad.
Do you know the Fairy Odd Parrot one? That one's
really
sad. What is that? What is that?
What do you mean it's sad? Like,
it's okay, you probably have a different one, but pretty much it's like Timmy is pretty much adopted by his parents. That's why they're like really shit parents. Right? And Cosmo and Wanda are like Timmy's actual parents, but they're just like guardian angels, like protecting him and shit.
So he has schizophrenia.
If you actually compare them, like Timmy looks like Cosmo and Wanda. If you like, you know, kind of like, you know, just compare them
with your eyes.
There's also the there's the Phineas and Ferb theory that Phineas's mom, like Phineas is like Doofenshmirtz's kid, right? Because they have the same head shape, and it's like when they show them in the past, because like Dr. Doofenshmirtz and Phineas's mom like dated when they were like teenagers.
Yeah,
and Phineas doesn't look anything like Ferb, right? So it's
Phineas's mom definitely fucking around.
Yeah, yeah, she's definitely a whore, bro. Like Candace.
She's a battery, bro.
And then Ferb's like the stepbrother.
Stepbro, wait, that means they can, you know.
Yeah.
Fuck, this opens up so much stepbro shit on the.
Can't wait to search up Phineas and Ferb.
Smut.
Something with the head.
Wonder how they're shaped, like, bro.
Dog head shapes.
It's gonna be Phineas shoving his triangle nose into Ferb. You like that, Ferb?
he's like head first running into him.
Gary, what's his name? Gary's just in the back.
No,
Harry!
Phineas pokes his eye. He's like, oh, Perry, I didn't see you there.
that was perfect!
Yeah, because I drank some water.
You turned to Perry.
I become him.
From drinking water.
He's the only one who can save our generation.
What the hell did you say, Omar?
I said his triangle head will pierce through his body.
Omar's just writing, what's it called? Fanfiction right now.
Yeah, he's uploading to Wattpad right now.
Phineas rams his triangle nose into Ferb. Ferb says, oh, it hurts.
Phineas, you're ripping me apart.
Bro, when Phineas gets aroused, his head probably goes from like adjacent to like isosceles, bro. Narrows and gets long.
Yeah, it's like fucking Pinocchio.
You can't like Pinocchio versus his whole head.
Just completely off topic. Candace
comes up to them, and she's like, what you doing? Phineas's head just elongates and he's just ready.
Phineas doesn't get boners, his head just changes shape.
I'm gonna
this completely off topic, but...
Shut the hell up!
No, fuck you, bro! No, Todd, finish what you're gonna say. I was gonna say something off topic.
Oh, okay, so basically...
Go ahead. Shut up, Alex.
No, it's... Okay, whatever. I just got, like, some scam texting. This guy's like, oh, you just received $250, and sent me a link.
Get it! Bro, get the money, bro!
Get it, bro! Rebank!
Get the bag!
Get your money,
did you send news recently, Alex?
Get your money. Oh,
missed opportunity.
Get your brother.
Send him some toe pics and you're all set straight.
Bro, I get the most absurd text. I remember I got added to this group chat, right? And this guy just started losing his fucking mind. Let me find it. He had a mental breakdown. Like, it was like me and this other guy in the chat. He's like, oh, despite the fact that both my kids just told me to go fuck myself. And he just said some other bullshit about how sad his life is and stuff.
Oh, Bob, tell the story of the guy who like sent you like images and stuff. The guy was like flirting with you. Like sent you, I guess the wrong number or something, right?
Remember that? Oh,
tell that story. Wait.
Oh, okay. Oh, this is my favorite. Let me pull up the video. I haven't favorited on my phone.
God, don't bring up the video. There's no point. Just tell the story.
Stories. I just need to relapse my head. You know, it's traumatic. Okay, so basically, a long time ago, while I was in this undisclosed location, It's a Catholic school, by the way. Just so you guys know. And
he's
so
Hindu,
he's Hindu. No, I'm not. I'm Pakistani. I'm Islam.
He's also super hot.
Wait, yeah, but is this Green Nine? Like, was that
Yeah,
I think I was in love with you, right?
Yeah.
You said I think I was in love with you? What?
Lunch. I was in
lunch. Oh, okay.
High school sweetheart, bro.
Just out of nowhere.
I'm in love with you, by the way.
Oh, back then, yeah, bro. I wanted to fuck you so bad.
Wrong. Is that why you moved every away? Night, where urges to
he couldn't see you with Nate all the time. It was breaking.
He couldn't control him.
Okay, so basically, these guys were not these guys, but this guy with this really huge penis was like he mistook me for someone he hooked up with, you know, a sneaky link on one night stand. He mistook my number, and then this is kind of usually me to do, but I played along with it, and I was like, hey, baby girl. Yeah, that was so good last night. Your dick was so hard and shit like that.
Wait. You called him baby girl?
Guys, don't worry. It was for the world. Really, don't worry.
Baba, yeah, you're too good at it. Like, you know, like, you just know, like, what he's saying. Like, I, like...
Yeah, I have experience. I've been in these kinds of situations before.
Can you pull up the text, or is it too, like, far down?
I can pull it up. Give me a second.
Because, like, I know he sent you some weird stuff.
Thanks again for everything. Thank God I met you. Love heart emoji. I'll message you once I get home, beautiful. Let me know how your knee goes.
Damn!
They was going at it.
Alright. Is that it?
Alright, guys. That's a good moment to end off the podcast after...
No.
Oh, you're gonna read all of it? You piece of shit.
It's not that much.
Fuck you.
I remember the one time I got that call from the guy. He's like, you hit my car?
Right! Oh, I remember that! Oh, that was funny.
Should I say it now while I was trying to find it?
Yeah, just say it now.
Okay, basically, I got his random call. It said it's scammer likely. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll still answer it. And then this guy, I'm pretty sure it's like, sounded so white, but so like gangster at the same time. He's like, hey, yo, did you want to hit my car? And I was like, oh, nah, I'm not talking about it. I don't even drive a car. Nah, it was you, my phone number, on the plate. I said, no, man, that wasn't me, man. And then he starts like yelling at me. And then at the end, I just lost it. I was like, fuck you. Yeah, I hate your car. So, and then at the end, it was just like, some laughing noise, like, ha 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 ha, you've been pranked by this website. And then it was just some, like...
I'm pretty sure it was the owner's prank thing.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, you get to, like, call someone.
Did you get owner's pranked? Are you on the owner's prank channel, Omer?
No, it's not. There's the app that you can, like, put in a number, and like, they send a prank all over.
Yeah, I'll post on you on ICS Podcast on Instagram.
On ICS Pod.
Should
I end it there? I don't think Bob's coming back. We can just save that story for the next episode.
Yeah, man's been taking forever.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to this episode of the ICS Podcast. We're available pretty much anywhere you can find podcasts. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at ICS Pod. And thanks for listening to this episode.